You turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'd like to be looking at a passage here this evening for a few minutes as we open God's Word. I think this is probably one of the more familiar passages of Scripture, one of the more familiar verses of Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. And I'd like to, as I start, just say this is a verse, as along with quite a few other verses, that meant quite a bit going through difficulties. And I'd like to share just a brief testimony of difficulties, not currently, but a couple of years ago. This passage, a message that I heard out of this passage ministered to my heart, and hope again it will be a blessing to others as they hear. But a couple of years ago, before moving to Pennsylvania, I was looking for a job, finished ministerial training, was ordained to ministry, desired to be in ministry, and really just struggling with wanting to be there, wanting to know what the Lord's will was, right out of grad school, and just feeling like, where do you have us, Lord? And there's three different circumstances. We were helping a church during that time. But just my desire was I wanted to be in full-time ministry. I wanted to be doing really what I'm doing right now. And the Lord just, it felt like an eternity. And I think we've all had situations that it just seems like it's not ending. And so during that time, I was looking for work, wasn't really finding work. The qualifications I had were different from jobs I was looking for. I was trying to help a church. And it was a very frustrating, very emotional time. And hearing a passage from this, hearing a message from this passage right here, was helpful. It brought peace to my own soul, even just as I pursued even who God was. And it was after that I had an opportunity to teach in that church and just taught through attributes of God. I know my own soul personally needed to be grounded, and a lot of what Psalms is just it's grounding our hearts in the Word of God, grounding our hearts in who God is. And I know I needed to know who my God was. So 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." I think there are, in all of our lives, we have struggles. There are things that are heavy upon us right now. For some, it is school starting tomorrow. For our college students, it is leaving or the reality of a brand new life in a brand new place, and it's challenging. There is relational trials. There is trials within interpersonal relationships. There is trials. There is hardships with even within church and family, and so on and so forth. I think jobs can add a level as well. And these things are not necessarily coming upon us individually, to what Todd said. They come upon us a lot of times compounded. One thing on top of another thing. And I think if it was just, we just had one thing we could focus on, this is our one trial that the Lord gave us, it would be easier. But a lot of times it feels like just weights are being added on, doesn't it? And here in this passage, he is going to tell us, casting all your cares. The cares in this passage, and I'd like to just talk about three things. The cares that this passage mentions. He's going to tell us to cast it upon the Lord. And then he's going to bring up at the very end something about God that all of us need to know. So first, cares. This is a reality. This is something that grips all of us. This is the internal anxiety of a person's heart. This passage, the word literally means it is a dividing or it's a ripping. And I think we've all been in a situation where we feel like our hearts are being ripped. Multiple directions, multiple places. It is the pulling apart. And Jesus talks about this in Matthew chapter 13, verse 22. He says, "He also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word." The care of the world, which is the same word. This care of the world, deceitfulness of riches, choke the word. These cares can be so much that they actually can choke Even our time in the Word. We can come to Sunday morning, we can hear the Word, but the cares of this world, the cares of our own heart, can choke. I think all of us handle difficulty different ways. Some of us handle difficulties with a big smile. Some of us, it's doom and gloom all the way through, right? But at a certain point, all of us are going to struggle with worry. At a certain point, there is no one who is strong enough to say, I can handle whatever this is. And so Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus is going to say, you know, I know that you have need of food. I know that you need clothing. I know you need shelter. And Jesus' command to them is, don't be anxious. Which is a really hard thing, right? Don't be anxious. And he's going to give the reason why he says, don't be anxious. He says, because your Heavenly Father knows of all of these things. How do we face the cares, the pressures, the struggles? I think the internal things that rip us from the inside, that really, honestly, maybe not many people know of. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 says, your Heavenly Father knows these things. Your Heavenly Father knows of the financial pressures that are going on in your own home. Your Heavenly Father knows of a roof that about needs to be replaced and there's no money to do it. Your Heavenly Father knows of the internal struggles of your own children that you are trying to help with. Your Heavenly Father knows of your own health issues that maybe even no one else knows about in this room. Your Heavenly Father knows of deep loneliness. He knows of the internal struggles of our own sin. Our Heavenly Father knows the wrongs that have been done against us. How does Jesus talk about cares? Jesus talks about cares as your Heavenly Father already knows them. There is nothing hidden from our Father. And I think if we were to talk tonight and maybe just sit down and go to coffee afterwards and say, hey, how do we take care of these things? How do we deal with these anxieties? And I think most of us respond back, we need to pray more, trust more. We just need to rely upon God. And I think that is very true. And this passage is going to give us the direct instruction. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with the realities that are tearing us apart? This passage says, casting all your care. The reality is all of us struggle. The reality is all of us have issues. We live in a fallen and broken world, but he tells us to cast it upon the Lord. If you turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, in a very similar vein of thought, Paul is going to tell the believers at this church, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, be careful, or be anxious, don't worry, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Okay, how do you handle worry? How do you handle anxiety? Paul's going to say, everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Your father knows. Bring it to him. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's easy to help others to be thankful for things, isn't it? Someone says they're struggling with something and we're like, well, you can be thankful that. But it's hard when we are facing our own situations. It is hard to be thankful when maybe we haven't quite figured things out. It is hard to be thankful when maybe the finances are not there. And I'd like to just give a quick illustration, I think, maybe of what thankfulness is. Let's say we were taking a plane flight from here tonight and leaving. And we were in the airport. And most of us don't necessarily love airports, I think. I don't know if anyone has a love for airports. I like traveling. I don't like airports. I would rather drive, especially as the car could go faster. But you're waiting in the airport, and you're in your seat waiting for the gate, and your time's up on the thing, and you're leaving. And it says, your flight is delayed. And it says, delayed, delayed. And then later it says, your flight has been canceled. No longer. So you go up to the desk and say, what happened? And we can stress about that. We can say, come on, I have somewhere to go. Okay, most of us don't just go because we have nothing to do. We're going because we have a purpose. We want to go. And we say, well, we were supposed to be there, and we can argue all we want with the gay person. They really are not very helpful a lot of times. And they just say, hey, deal with it, right? Until maybe we watch the news later that evening. Let's say they put us up in a hotel, and that evening we're watching the news, and they say that plane crash-landed, and everyone on the flight was killed. And I think at that moment we can say, well, thank you, Lord, I was not in that flight. And I think a lot of times what happens is we talk about worry, and the pastor like this says, be thankful. And we're like, how am I supposed to be thankful in a situation like this? And I think we can be thankful according to Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, and Matthew chapter 6, where he says, because God already knows. God knows of your situation. God knows of the struggle. And yes, we don't always have the airplane view of what's going on, but God already knows what's going on. God is with you. God knows the situation. And so Philippians 4 says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious. How do we handle it? But everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And so what does this look like? This looks like saying, God, I don't understand the situation, but I'm thankful that you're sovereign. God, I thank you, even as we sang tonight, that you have a tapestry of grace that's woven, and I don't understand it, but thankful for the perfect wisdom of God. Why do we have to see the end before we are thankful? I think a lot of times we fail to trust God in these moments. And what this is God asks for us to be dependent upon Him. God wants our dependence. God doesn't want us to see the end. God is growing us in dependence for Him. Romans 15:4, I think, is instructive to us because it says these things were written for our learning. Okay, we have a whole Bible. God gives us stories and illustrations and a whole Bible full of things to show us that we can trust Him. We can come to our individual situations and say, you know what, God, you took care of Israel. You have never let us down. When has God not been good? When has God ever let His people down? When has God ever not been good to His own people? And the same God who has been good to His people, been good to the children of Israel, been good to the church, is the same God who takes care of us. And so we look at our trials, our situations, through the lens of God's goodness. And the last thing in this verse in 1 Peter 5:7, he says, casting all your care upon Him. Okay, this casting is putting the weight of the struggle on Him. It is saying, God, I am dependent upon You to work in this situation. And He's going to reveal something about Himself, a very important part of Himself. This is not just a blind, you deal with it. Okay, this is not just a boss saying, it's your problem, not my problem. But this is God saying, cast your care on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. When has God not been good? When has God not cared? Your Heavenly Father not only knows the situation, and I think we can trust in the fact that He already knows what's going on deepest inside of us. He knows what's going on that no one else in this room knows. God knows. But according to this passage in 1 Peter, God very much cares for your situation. Matthew says that He even knows of the little things that you need, the food, the bread, the shelter. But God knows. God cares. What does it mean that God cares? I think of the situation where Jesus is in the boat with His disciples. And the disciples, Jesus is asleep in the boat. And the disciples wake Him up and say, do you even care, God? Do you care? We're about to perish. And yes, God cared. God was, Jesus Christ was in the boat with Him. Your Heavenly Father cares very deeply about the situations that we're going through. And as we sang in the song tonight, in perfect wisdom, God is crafting a journey for you. God is putting us in positions. God is placing us in things where we have to, in dependence, look upward. There are times where we can't just say, call a friend. We can't just say, bail me out. These are situations that cannot be bailed out just by simple mere strength or willpower. But God wants us to trust Him, casting all your care upon Him. What do we do with our worries? What do we do with our anxieties? For He cares for you. I would encourage you, how well do we know our God? How well? There is stability in the fact that God is unchanging. God's crafting. God, your Father, Heavenly Father, knows your circumstances. And He cares. I pray that even as we face things, and I know even this week, especially for our students, brand new ball game, teachers, but we each go through phases. There are things in our life this week that we honestly will be unexpected. But where do you turn? Where is our hope through all of this? Let me close in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that You care for us, that You know each and every circumstance, that there is nothing hidden from You, that wherever we are, that whatever might be going on, that You know and You care about that situation. And so, Father, help us to trust You. Thank You for each one here. We do ask that You would be with those returning to school tomorrow, even as was already prayed. We praise things in Your name. Amen.